guys, welcome back to Glam and Gossip.
Welcome back.
Last week was so much fun that we thought we'd had to do it again.
Yeah, I think that I'm having so much fun giving commentary on other people's lives.
Yep. Let's stop talking about ourselves.
Yeah. Let's just start talking about other people, because people don't like it when we talk about ourselves.
I know.
They're like, you guys are so bad.
You guys are sluts.
You guys
and
are
whores.
Exposing your.
So we're gonna do some more Am I the Asshole, some questions we got. Next week we will answer your questions. We're just filming this a little earlier than the other video, but
yeah.
Let's just get straight into
it. Whatever you said in the Google form, we'll address it, and then if you want, we can like take some time before every video to like pick a couple and then just talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
But also make sure you let us know if you don't want us to share something, or use fake names, to be honest. That's on the safe side. And then ask us before, like, this question is for advice, or this question is just a funny story that I wanted to tell. I don't need your advice.
Yeah. I will still be sharing.
Yeah,
well,
I'm still going to give my opinion, but, like, what do you secretly judge people for?
Oh, this is juicy.
Okay, so there is a list. Vocabulary.
Not really. No, but I feel like in basic language, there's only so much vocabulary you can use. Like, what exactly are they looking for?
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
What level of vocab do they want?
Like, I need an example. So the explanation is spoken more than written. But someone once explained to me that if clothes are a first impression for your eyes, then how you speak is a first impression for your brain. I think what the example they use doesn't really make sense.
Maybe how you speak.
But for me, it's the things that you say. I judge people off of what they say about me or other people. Mm-hmm. I don't judge them by how they say it.
Unless I think you're an intelligent person, if you're able to communicate the things that you want to communicate in a simple way, like without using like
insane,
crazy vocabulary, crazy words that people don't understand. Yeah. Like, I feel like that. Yeah. Makes you less intelligent of a person because you're not able to communicate your thoughts to other people.
Loki, if someone sat there and said, like, conundrum. Actually, I say conundrum. But if someone looked at me and, like, said a word like that, I'd be like, you could have just said sad or bad. Like, you don't have to do all that.
Yeah, you could have just said you're sad or bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Okay. If people speak to me in that way, I think they're, like, socially, unintelligent.
I feel like they're trying to do something. Like, they're trying to make
something.
No,
I think they're socially awkward. Okay. Like, I think they don't know how to speak to people. And that's my first impression of them. But, like, in general,
what if it's, like, Toronto slang? Like, what if you know someone is educated? You know they're well-educated. You know they come from a good family.
No, that gives me that.
And they look at you and they're like,
lipstick.
No.
Okay.
And they look at you and they're like, a lie, fam. Like, you don't know how it is out here, bro. Like,
no, that ick. I mean, my brothers talk like that, so I can't really say anything.
Yeah, but again,
that's not
vocabulary. Like, that's
just their accent.
Just words. Oh my god. Okay. Okay, cool. Next is permanent body modifications.
Awkward!
Yeah, you know, what do you think about that?
Me personally
could never.
Okay, I think how it looks, because, you know, my nose looks really good. I think when you're looking like that Barbie girl, the girl who's trying to make herself look like a Barbie, or that guy who's trying to look like a Ken.
Yeah.
That is, like, weird.
Okay.
And I don't like BBLs. I'm sorry. I don't like BBLs. Like,
shit.
I can tell. Shit. I can tell instantly when a butt is not. Actually, sometimes BBLs are so good that you can't tell. Yeah. But, like,
so if you ever see me with one, just keep your mouth shut.
Oh my god. No, I will, but I will be secretly judging you on the internet.
Fuck!
It's okay.
I can do secret.
I can't help it. No, like, if it looks good, I won't say shit. Like, I'll be like, wow, that looks amazing. Yeah. But, like, when you can tell that someone's, like, hips don't match their thighs, you look weird.
Dude, when I was in LA, oh my god.
No, it looks weird.
It's bad. And it's also the sheer size of it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, your legs are way too skinny. I love a good BBL, skinny BBLs even, but, like, maybe do a skinny BBL instead of getting a ginormous implant.
It just doesn't make sense to me, because the point of it is to look aesthetically better,
but
you don't look aesthetically better. You look worse. You look weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, so I don't like it. I love surgery, but I don't like BBLs. Okay. Boob jobs, love them. I don't think I would do one, but they look great. Supernatural.
Okay. What about body modifications that aren't surgery, like face tattoos or face piercings?
I think face piercings, just a nose ring.
No, like your eyebrows or like.
I think that's hot. Honestly, Tattoos up to your to your neck.
Neck, yes.
That's hot.
Yeah. Low-key neck tats, like I'm not gonna lie.
I
Neck
think to
tats
each their own. I think I wouldn't judge someone if I saw it. I would just be like, oh, that's interesting. But I wouldn't be like, oh, why does she
I
have
don't know if
that?
I could be with someone with
No.
tattoos. Like a lot. Like if I would be like, whoa, that's a lot. Like I think there's a good middle, but neck tats are hot.
But would you judge, like, look at someone who had
No.
that and be like,
No.
oh, what are you doing?
No,
Because
dude.
I'm like that with BBLs, but
Okay.
not with guys
Not
with
with
tattoos
not
all over
with
their
guys with
face.
tattoos. I feel like I've been so surprised with people with tats because growing up I was always like, oh, tattoos so scary. But
Yeah.
like people with
They're
tattoos
so
are
nice.
so nice. Like as if that's a revolutionary thing, but genuinely like I thought, oh my God, tattoos. But low-key people with BBLs, bad BBLs, have a worse attitude than people with tattoos.
Period.
That's the tea. Okay, the next one was how you speak to your kids in public. If you're cursing and yelling at your kids, I'm gonna judge you.
Oh yeah, easily.
You think so?
Why would you do that? What, first of all, why are you cursing and whatever
Cursing
at
is
your
bad.
kids?
Cursing is bad, but I wouldn't.
Disciplining is okay,
Yeah.
but
I
there's.
think yelling is included in disciplining. I don't think you should curse at your kids, though.
Depends how bad the yelling is. Like,
Yeah.
for what reason? Like, if you're
Yeah.
just yelling at them for no reason, then that's abuse. Like,
Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah,
weird.
yeah. I
If they're
yeah.
doing something
But that's not
stupid.
discipline at that point. That's abuse.
Yeah,
Like
yeah. Okay,
abuse,
discipline,
yeah.
yeah.
Discipline I think is fine, to be honest. I think if your child is on the ground at a Toys R Us shrieking, you need to do something about that. I don't like people that are like, "Why are you yelling at your kid? Like he's just sad." Like no, sometimes kids are just being irrational
Yeah.
for no reason. Like I think discipline is fine. I just don't think that you should be abusing your child in public because like you're also embarrassing your kid now. Like you're
Yeah.
creating a larger problem than what started.
Yeah. I'm scared. Who are you laughing?
Using your kid as a prop. Like
Like,
in videos. Like YouTubers and stuff.
guys, I went on like a deep dive of this girl called Ruby Frank. Okay, she had eight kids. Do
Okay.
you know about Ruby Frank?
I've heard, but I don't know the full
So
story.
she is this family YouTuber, super
Okay.
Christian, whatever, like,
Super Christian. Or like those
yeah.
Utah
And
families.
yeah, and she would like discipline her kids. So like she would take away her son's bedroom for like pranking his
What the hell?
little brother. He pranked his little brother saying
Yeah.
they were going to Disney World and they
Yeah.
weren't actually going to,
Oh, I think I saw this.
yeah,
Okay,
they
yeah,
weren't actually
go.
going to Disney World.
Like he
And
woke him up saying that,
yeah,
right?
and the little kid got ready to go and then he
Yeah.
didn't end up going and he was crying and it was like a prank.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
Harmless.
He His bed was taken away from him for 6 months.
Oh,
And she basically one of the kids escaped from the house. Like
period.
she stopped doing YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
One of the kids escaped and knocked on their neighbor's door and he was severely malnourished and he had like honey and like hot
Oh
sauce or
my
something
God,
wrapped around
on
his
his
wounds
wrist.
and then
Oh wait,
saran
that was
wrap.
that?
Yep, she was a YouTuber.
Oh shit.
Yep.
I think I saw those separately. I didn't know it was the same person.
No, it was the
Fuck
same person. Yeah, fucked up. And I feel like
her. Fuck
most
her.
often than not, like a lot of these family, like when your kids are your content,
Content, yeah.
it does give me the ick a
Yeah.
little bit
Yeah.
because
No, me
it's so
too.
easy to like
Hop onto that. But you
start
know what it is like
using them.
your kids are blowing up for a reason. Like
Yeah.
you're posting yourself for a really long time. All of a sudden you post your kid and it gets a million views. Okay, fine. The kid might have been really cute. The video could have been really funny and relatable. So you do it again and you do it again. And you're noticing the saves on your page. How is your immediate thought not, "Oh my God, weirdos are looking at my child."
I had a conversation with my friend about this, like, because I, like, if I continue social media and I end up having a kid, like, I love my followers, like, I want to show my followers my kid. Oh my God, so cute, whatever. They've
You don't
been
have to
with
show their
me.
face. Maybe once.
Yeah, no, I think, so my friend told me this. I was like, you know what? Maybe you're right. Like, I do want to show my followers my kids. Maybe it is weird because my friend said, no, that is weird. You shouldn't do it. But she's like, you know what? Even if you do it like once or twice, it's
Yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
But if you start centering it around your
Yes.
child,
Yes.
it's like, it's
Like
not
now
right.
if you're a kid page or something, like if it's something like, let's say Ryan's toy review, okay? Like, I don't know if you know, but I have a little brother and he loves to watch Ryan toy review. And it's literally just the kid reviewing toys. Like he gets a toy and he just plays with it.
Yeah.
Okay, like to an extent, I also kind of understand that, but still, it's like their whole family now lives off of Ryan's income. Okay?
Like, that is weird at the
Yeah,
end of the
it is
day.
weird, but it's less weird than you thirst trapping with your child, sexualizing your child, doing things, making your child eat a banana on, like, stop. You know,
Ew,
like,
she did eat
stop.
a
Yeah,
banana.
yeah. And it's
No.
not cut up in chunks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you.
The honey.
Like, I love babies, and I think babies are cute, and I think that, like, I get you love your kid, but you don't if you're using your kid for attention.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of other things that you can do. People in the world don't need to see
I
your
think at
kid.
the end of the day, like, maybe they're not posting with those
Yeah.
intentions, or like, I hope
But is it
that
bad
they're
parenting
not.
for you to not
No,
recognize?
I think it is a little bit irresponsible because, like, you never know. Even for me, like, before I sat down and thought about it, I would have, like, posted my kid and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, always, like, I would
Yeah.
have, but no, like, it's not. Like,
Yeah.
once or twice, whatever you want to show people, even, like, or wait until, like, they're a little bit
Older,
older.
yeah. Or you can tell people you have a kid, oh, day in life as a mom, doing this and that, fine, but your content should not be centered around your kid. Like if I go to your page and 6 out of 10 videos has your baby's face in it, I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
Or if it's like just purely like it's your baby's
Yeah,
page.
it's your baby's content, it's your baby's feet, it's your
Yeah.
baby's like roles. Like I think that's weird. Also
Yeah.
put clothes on your kids
Yeah.
on the internet. Like
Yeah.
yeah, like not because there's anything wrong with kids not wearing clothes.
No,
It's just on the internet
it's the
though. Like
people
yeah, it's the
that
people
consume
that
the
watch it.
saves that I see. Like,
Yeah.
it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's scary.
It's horrible.
And
Oh
all
my
this
God.
stuff coming out with like
Yeah.
the
I
Dan
would judge
Schneider,
someone.
Diddy,
Yeah.
all that stuff. Like, we just keep seeing how this,
The Diddy.
and all these
Oh.
family channels as well
Yeah.
that end up getting in these controversies
Exactly.
because you realize that they're actually fucked up.
So, like, people don't wish well for you, like, at all. Like, someone could be giving your kid evil eye, someone could be giving your family evil eye. Like,
Yeah.
I just think that if you love something, truly, truly love something or someone, maybe just try to keep it off the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Ooh.
Not me about to post my little brother on
No, but
my
he's grown now. He's grown.
TikTok. No, but I still get that where like
Yeah.
you should keep it private,
Yeah.
but YOLO, he wants it. Bro, get
colored
these.
hair? I love
No.
these.
I'm okay with colored hair.
I think if your hair is like pink, blue, purple all the time,
If
I
you're
think
one of those
you're.
emo
Yeah, like if you
kids.
don't have any hair left and you still keep dyeing it, I might be like, why? But
Yeah.
dyeing your hair a normal color is normal. Like I don't think there's something weird about that. Oh, we talked about this before,
What?
but people that don't keep personal hygiene, I would
Oh,
judge them for.
immediate. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that that's an easy one. And I think it's a skill issue if you don't know how to do that.
But some people have never, like, I never thought about it, but someone made a comment one time when I was talking about hygiene. They're like, some people don't grow up knowing about that. I'll judge them on the inside. I would never
Okay.
embarrass them,
Oh, yeah, I would never embarrass
but I
someone.
would
This
inside
is
my
all like
head.
in yeah, internally judging, but also I get that some people don't grow up. Everyone grows up different. I just think that there's some things that you can use that as an excuse for, like if you're bad at communication, if you have trauma, I understand that. But I think personal hygiene is in every TV, it's in every show. You interact with people enough, it's on the internet. Like I genuinely think that
You learn about it in school too.
you learn about that stuff. Like I don't think that you can blame.
I literally had a class in college
Yeah.
about how to wash my hands for my nursing
Yeah.
program. Like, it was a
Yeah.
whole lab about how to wash
How to
your
wash your
hands.
hands. I took a cooking class and they taught us that. So like I really think that you have to like dodge it. Even in kindergarten, they teach you how to do that. I understand if you don't know like sex education, that stuff,
Yeah.
because in some countries, some places they don't teach you. Personal hygiene though, from as far as I can think, they teach you that. Somehow, some way, you would
And
know.
enough to the extent where you're not like people are not gagging when they come by you.
Yeah.
Like, you could still be
Yeah.
dirty and messy and
Yeah.
whatever,
And
but
like
not
you're,
to that point where people can't stand to be around you because of how bad you smell.
Like if
that
you're showering but you don't know which products to use, I get that. Like you grew up not knowing. That's fine. But at least
or
you're
like
showering.
You don't scrub your legs or whatever. Like you just let the water run down. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if there's someone said everything. Me. Ooh, struggling to properly and clearly communicate with other people due to a lack of common courtesy, human decency, or consideration.
Okay, that's like a bit much. Like, we're just talking about what do you judge people on? What do they mean? Ugh, lack of communication.
Lack of communication or consideration. The only thing that I can get is human decency. I feel like if someone's a bad person, I will judge you. Like, I'm not going to be like, to
each
their own.
But that's a given.
This is weird. Women with a lot of kids who complain about being pregnant. I think if you're pregnant, you get to complain.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, sorry. Maybe a man wrote that.
It's like working. You're working a job and you're complaining.
Yeah, like sometimes it is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have another one or should I go? Okay.
It's all you, babe. Mm,
period. I get the microphone. Giving their children stupid names.
Like air.
Air sounds cool, though. But, okay, see, she thinks it's stupid. I think it's cool.
Like,
I think Blue Ivy's. Like, I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, that's a weird name.
That doesn't sound aesthetic.
No, that is a weird name.
But something like Stormy, I think is cute. No, but that's because I like Kylie.
Yeah.
Do you see? You would think it's stupid, though.
No, Stormy is cute. I love Stormy. Oh, okay. I think that's such a cute name.
Yeah, Stormy's a cute
name. Air
one.
Is a little weird, but I guess we're naming anything now.
Yeah, like...
But that's going to be, like, the future names. All those future names are going to be, like, Northwest,
North,
East,
North,
South.
Yeah, North, South, Vapor.
Yeah.
Water Vapor. Like
Elon
yeah.
Musk's kid.
Oh, my God. That is really stupid.
E625. Like, what?
Exactly. It sounds like...
Infinity sign? I don't know.
Not even. Oh, my God. It sounds like a camera model or something.
Yeah.
Like, stupid. Okay. Litter. Okay. Is this bad to say? I don't really care about people that litter.
I do think it's weird. Like, if you just throw your plastic cup... Like, yeah, I think it's a little
actually,
weird. If there's, like, no garbage can nearby and you just throw... Like, trust me, I'll throw things sometimes, too. Like, food?
Yeah. I think food is not litter because it's going to decompose.
No, exactly. But if you're, like... I feel like it's a little weird. If I saw you throwing your Tim Hortons...
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that with plastic.
On the floor.
Mm, so maybe I do care. You know what? We were in LA and we were going over a bridge and this lady just threw her garbage over the bridge and I'm like, there's cars.
Like, hold back.
Yeah, like, she just had a bunch of garbage, just threw it over the bridge and I'm like... There are cars down there. That I care about. And plastic I care about. But
no, food,
food
like
I don't care
banana,
about. Water I don't care about.
I threw a banana peel on the grass
one
time.
Yeah, that's compost.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I do care. I don't know. Okay, parents that let their children run. What's amok?
No, I do judge parents for not, like,
controlling
their
kids.
Yeah. Because I know when I was that young, I was not running around anywhere.
No,
I
my
was
mom would
right beside
whoop
my
me.
Mom.
Yep.
No, she'd give me the look.
Yeah,
you know
look.
That look?
The look. I know the look. I know the look. I'm still terrified of the look. Sometimes when I see something out of pocket, I don't even look at my mom because I know she's giving me the look.
You can feel
I
it.
Can feel the look. I just walk away. Parents who bring their small children to restaurants like Hooters.
Oh, that is weird.
That is weird.
That is weird.
I think that's weird.
I feel the same way about, like, something like, you know, the Travis Scott concert. If you're bringing your little kid to, like, something where it turns into a mosh pit, like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's dangerous. Yeah. Okay, let's just do a story. Those were... Ooh, this one's good.
We can finish off with a story, because...
Okay. Am I the asshole for sticking to my boundaries after my mom threw a drink at my wife? Okay.
That's bad.
I need to hear this. 2 years ago, when I was planning my wedding with my wife, my mom hurled a drink across the table during a fancy birthday dinner while my poor wife was all dressed up. I cannot tell you how shocking it was, as my mom is someone who never even raised her voice and never caused a scene. Even my mom looked shocked. What? Okay, is she crazy? She is. As my wife was in tears. She was going through a divorce, which is the only thing I can think that would trigger it. But it was so out of left field and ruined my wife's 21st birthday. Pause. He didn't mention it was her birthday.
No, he did. It was a birthday party, birthday dinner.
I thought they were at on someone else's birthday dinner. I didn't realize it was the wife's birthday.
Okay, wait, I need context. I need to know why she's
hold on. I told her, okay, left field, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Even though a lot of pushback from her parents.
Do a different story.
Yeah. What the fuck is this? Am I the asshole for telling my parents that they made me choose between paying my student loans and having kids, so I had a vasectomy and told them they'll never have grandkids?
Whoa. I mean, vasectomies are reversible. Actually, I heard it's a lot more complicated than that, though.
Really?
Yeah, like, it's not as simple as, oh, it's reversible, like...
Huh. Okay, let's read this. My brother was awesome, and my parents loved him. So did I. On the other hand, my parents tolerated me. I wasn't good at sports or school or anything else, and I pretty much was an afterthought. Okay. When my brother got into medical school, while I was in community college, my parents helped him out so he could graduate without debt. He had a bright future ahead, and they wanted him to achieve it. I was told I had to get student loans.
I think that's weird.
I think if you have the means.
Yeah, I think that's kind of messed up.
Which I did. I also finally accepted my place in the world and went low contact. Mostly, we only talked at some event for my brother. I ended up getting my master's and I like my career. I like helping people and I had a plan for my future. I knew I could have a good life with my partner, but that kids would lower my standard of living, I guess because he's in debt. Yeah. So I got a vasectomy. I met my wife, and she is on board of being child-free. We have a small house in a town and a couple of dogs. Sorry for all the buildup, but I'm trying to avoid writing this next part. My brother died on his honeymoon. Oh.
That's fucked.
That is, yeah. Wow. My parents are devastated. I'm not doing much better. My wife and I traveled to my hometown for the funeral. I saw my folks and went to see how they were. We hadn't spoke since my brother's wedding. They were obviously distraught. My mom said that when we had kids, I should name one after my brother. I wasn't really thinking straight, and I told her the truth. I had chosen between kids and paying off my debt. She asked me what I meant, so I admitted that I got a vasectomy and that I would not be having kids. I always figured that she would get her grandma needs met by my brother.
Mm-hmm.
My dad blew up at me for making such a stupid decision that I basically decided to end our branch of the family tree.
But you didn't even care about him in the first place. Yeah, like, you made him pay for his own school.
Exactly. So now why all of a sudden... And it's weird because, like, now that one of the son is gone, they're like, but now we care about your kids. Yeah. I don't think they would have given a shit about his kids either.
No. They just want to continue the bloodline.
The bloodline. That is so weird.
And he
had
to choose between...
That and debt.
Yeah.
Weird as fuck. Okay. We went back home afterwards instead of hanging around. My mom is always having some sort of breakdown for my brother passing away and now telling me that I will not be having children. They have not shown much interest in me since I was 12. I don't think I owe them anything. My dad called and offered to pay to get my vasectomy reversed. So they have money. It's just only went for their needs.
No, that's fucked up. If he chooses that he doesn't want kids... And so does his wife. There's no reason for them to have kids.
That is so wild.
Continue my bloodline? Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, am I the asshole for letting my kid get fillers? How old is this kid? Wait, my?
Because I would let my kid get fillers.
Okay. Female. Oh, hold on. I, female 35, have a daughter. Female 18. Lila.
18?
Yes, has recently been coming to me and complaining about her facial features. It is not a recent thing. She's been quite insecure and shy pretty much her whole life. One of Lila's biggest insecurities are her lips. She inherited her father's. Damien's thin lips, okay? I told her
she had to make sure.
Yeah, like,
just letting you know. It wasn't me.
It was the dad, Damien. Thin lips.
Me
Fuck
when my
you,
kids,
Damien.
Me when my kids have a big nose. Oh, that wasn't me.
It was from your daddy. I love that. That is such a good thing to point out. She was like, by the way, my daughter thinks she's ugly. She inherited it from her dad. Okay. I've told her numerous times that fashion change. Okay. hold on. That fashions change, and when I was younger, I would have given anything to have thin lips instead of my own fat ones.
No, but she's valid. She's valid. She's speaking facts right now. Period.
She has fat lips, guys. That's the most important part of the story. Okay. I've mentioned to her that she looks quite charming with thin lips. Okay, anyway, I got talking to my older brother not too long ago and mentioned it, and he said Lila's been hinting at wanting to get fillers done for a while now, and I thought, seeing as she's 18, I might treat her to them.
Yeah.
She took the day off sixth form? Sixth grade? Yeah? No, you're not 18 in sixth grade.
Some countries have sixth grade.
No, I know that. But sixth grade, you're 18 when you're in 12th grade.
No, like sixth, like she's probably, it's probably from a different country, like sixth grade in high school, okay, like 6 years in high school.
Okay. We had a little trip up to London. We bought a ton of clothes and such with Damien's card. We had lunch in the 60s cafe and then Lila got her lips done. She was really happy about them, ecstatic even, of course. But when we got home, she was quick to show off to Damien about our day out. Damien has never liked alterations, so this is her dad. Mm-hmm. He got upset, and the last time I got fillers in my nose, he got really mad, and he got mad about Lila's lips, saying that her lips now look unnatural and that she endangered her health and so on. He started grilling me about it, asking where on earth we got it done. I said it was at a reputable clinic, and then he got mad and started to saying that I was pushing my own vanity on Lila, which I wasn't. I've always encouraged Lila not to care about others' opinions and to look however she wanted. Besides, she's 18. If she wants her lips done, then that's her right.
Yep. I agree. She spoke nothing but facts. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, if it's something that has been a concern of hers for a while, mm-hmm. I'm sure the mom has talked to her when she was a kid about loving herself and this and that and all of that. This girl has heard it all.
Yeah.
Despite all of that, she still wants to get it done. I'd rather do it with her.
Ooh,
exactly. Because then
she's gonna do it behind your back.
Yeah.
Especially if she's 18 and she's mentioned, like, hey mom, now that I'm 18, she'll let me do it.
She'll go to fucking Mexico to do it.
Exactly. Like, you would rather take her to a good place mm-hmm. where you know that she's not gonna get botched or do too much.
Yeah.
I agree. But I feel like dads are also like,
I get where he's coming from. Yeah. Like his
for him, that's anger his little is
justified.
Girl.
No, it makes sense. Like, even I would be a little upset. Obviously, I couldn't say shit because I've done work myself. But, like, I would be a little upset that my daughter, who I think is beautiful, doesn't think the same of herself as well. Yeah. So, it's valid that he feels that way.
Yeah. And I think that, like, you both is out of love. Like, you cannot want your kid to touch any part of them because they might end up loving that part of themselves. But I also think that if they've not liked it for a really long time, like, she mentioned to her daughter that, oh, fashions change. Like, having thin lips used to be a good thing, and now it's not. But it's like, your daughter lives in this generation, so how would that affect her?
Yeah.
Like, before, looking like a Victoria's Secret model and being a size 00 was the trend. But you can't tell someone right now that if someone, like, wants a BBL. Like, oh, you know, fashions change. But it's like, that's the fashion now. So
question, what? If your daughter came to you and was like, mom, I want to start an OnlyFans, like, okay, I really get want to, and no, it's my passion, no, and I just feel no, so liberated, no, and I really want to,
no,
would you let her?
No.
But she's like, mom, I'm gonna do it anyways.
Then do it anyways. Do, like, I don't want to know, don't tell me. No, I would not give my child permission for that. No.
She's 20 years old and she comes up to you, mom, I've been doing OnlyFans.
Don't talk to me.
For that, would you disown her?
I would just be like, don't talk to me. Like, just don't. I get it, you're an adult, you want to do something, but I don't think that I would be like, that is a bad idea. No.
No, I'm just curious.
You're like setting me up. I don't think that I would agree with that. Like,
oh, I don't agree with that either. I just don't know how I would react. Because what do you even say? Because they're like, I'm doing it, that's it.
Okay,
like,
don't tell me. Just leave then.
Do you cut your child off?
I think I would definitely, I wouldn't cut them off in the sense that, like, never talk to me again. I would just be like, you're not living under my, don't talk to me.
Everything is out on Twitter, everything.
It's just, the thing is, it would hurt me too much to see my child doing that.
Five versus one.
I think you need to shut the fuck up really quick. She's like, She's like, 5-on-1, your senior challenge.
Would you still be like, I still want to keep some sort of
Yeah, because
contact?
like I want to know if my kid's alive or dead, or one day she might turn around and be like, I want to change. I'm the type that I would feel really like sad and upset for my
I don't
kid.
know what I would do, honestly.
I don't, I just, yeah.
Let's hope I never have to deal with that,
Let's
but
just pray that
knowing
we don't have to deal
my
with this.
karma.
Shut the fuck up. That's not how we
That's
work.
probably gonna be my
That's not
karma.
how it works. I'm not gonna judge anybody for making the decisions that they do in their life, but that's for anything. But I don't think that, I think you can accept other people for the things that they do if that works for them and still not want your child to do it. I think that's normal. I don't think that like that it's hateful to say that. I don't think that
Oh yeah, no,
it's,
I don't care if people have an OnlyFans. I don't want my kid to have it. That's all. I don't think anyone wants to see their kid that
in that
way.
way.
All right, that was so
What a lovely
entertaining.
note to
What?
end it
I
on.
know.
Yay.
Sorry, I was just really curious as to how
She
you would
just
answer
wanted
that
to know.
question.
The five guys was crazy.
Anyways, thank you so much
Thanks
for
for watching,
watching. That was
guys.
such a
Or
fun
listening.
episode.
I'm
Yes,
listening.
or listening if you're on Spotify. Catch us every Thursday at 12 p.m.
You
EST.
will be
We
back.
deliver.
We deliver.
Yeah, we've been on a streak,
We
so
have, and I hope it stays that way. I love this.
As long as you guys keep watching us.
Yay. Love you. Follow us.
Yes, follow us on everything, and we will
Everything.
catch you next week.
Yes, we
And we're
will.
gonna be answering some of your questions, so don't
Exactly.
forget to fill out that Google form.
And fill it out as many times as you want. If you have lots of things to say, we'll read them. Amazing.
All right,
Love you.
bye.
Bye.